could be murders, flashing knives and blood, and the word pig carved upon a young girl's breast. A mother pleading for her unborn son while they kill their victims one by one was the worst crime in the annals of the West. Their leader was evil, a curse from his birth. How he hypnotized and mesmerized each girl with dope, sex, and music. He invaded the earth, preparing his kingdom, a happy world. Holy, ole, adio, ole, holy, yodely. Oh, the California hippie murders, flashing knives and blood, and the word pig carved upon a young girl's breast.
Give it a shout. She was pretty, she was hot. Bell-bottom jeans and halter top. Hitching a ride by the road, nothing looked finer. She was studying philosophy at the college down the road. I said, baby, is that your major or your minor? Said, you got any spare change? I said, hell no, get a job. I sing country songs for a living. And I don't like that hippie mess, but I like the way you dress. What kind of payment for this ride are you giving? Oh, hey, little hippie girl, how about some free love, baby? I ain't taking no drugs, but I'll sure take some of hippie girls free love. That's right. She started talking about Plato, Socrates, and old Van Gogh, and how she loved wise mans that made her think. Then she offered me some wine from a little leather pouch. I said, hell no, party liquor's all I drink. She said, you want to turn on? I said, turn on what? The radio, the wipers, or the air conditioning? She said, drive out into the woods. I got some herb, and man, that's good. I could tell she was propositioning. Yeah, yeah. Hey, little hippie girl, how about some free love, baby? I ain't taking no drugs, but I'll sure take some of hippie girl's free love. Give it up. She lit a cigarette. It smelled like burning leaves. I coughed my guts out, parked underneath a tree. Hey, hey, put that damn thing out, baby. Let's go. I heard the Star Spangled Banner played like never before, some kind of fuzzy, distorted guitar sound. Then she done a hippie dance on the hood of my Cadillac while I got sick and crawled around on the ground. She took a headband from her hair and then she lassoed me. She pulled me close. She felt soft and warm. Then she said, it's getting late. It's almost curfew time. Would you mind giving me a ride back to my dorm? What the hell, little hippie girl? How about some free love, baby? No drugs, but I'll sure take some hippie girl's free love. That's right. I ain't taking no drugs, but I'll sure take some hippie girl's free love. Think about it. You got a boyfriend, baby. He got long hair. Which dorm does he live in? What's his name? Sunshine.
Yeah! All right, that was Unknown Henson. All right, so that was Unknown Henson with Hippie Girl. In the background, we got Eisenhower and the Hippies by Manor Astor. I think it's a Manor Astor, man. Nope. Vapor Nightmare. Okay, Eisenhower and the Hippies. Boy, and then all of a sudden Spinatron kicks in and tells me everything I played. So I'll tell you, just for the hell of it. We heard Frank Zappa, Flower Punk, and that was the right remix. Man, what he did to that... We're Only In It for the Money is like the perfect Frank Zappa record. Funny, actually, a funny record. Really well put together, well produced, and it just sounds like it was just out of ball. Then he had to go in, I forget what year, remix the whole thing, get rid of a lot of the burps, add like bass tracks, and it's like, what are you doing, man? Leave that alone. Do something else, will you? Quit wrecking your... He probably redid these records so he could probably get, probably more money. You know, kind of just that's what they usually do sometimes. Remix or redo a record so they own their music. But I just think he said he wasn't happy with it and he wanted to redo it. So, he's dead now. Can't redo it again. But I love playing the original version of Flower Punk requested by Paul. All right, we heard Beatnik Bill by Richard Pine. And we heard Hippie Queen by the Blossom Blues Band. Paul Revere and the Raiders did Beatnik Sticks, of course. Oh, wow. Then it actually played the King's Tut Strut by... See that? Then it just threw that in. But then here we got Terry Gibbs with the Hippie Twist. And the Hippie Dance by the Hillbilly Hellcats. And I think things started going right on track with Hippie, Hippie Hooray, Jacques Dutronc. And then everything else is just a mess.
That's right.
What do we got here? Let's see here. You want safer streets on the street? Okay, ride a bike. Be careful. Be careful. There you go. If you want safer streets, just you watch yourself, okay? Because it's just scary.
I've been up on acid 40 times.
The Hippie Revolt. Now, for the first time, the true story of life in the Love Generation. The Hippie Revolt is the story
hell
of
no,
our time.
We won't go. Hell no, we won't go.
My granny glasses and my paisley tie-dyed shirt. Gathered all my love beads and I pinned my peace sign on. I looked at the Woodstock poster hanging in my john. Then I threw my back out, tying up my shoes. I got them Easy Rider extra Dodger 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. Well, my old friend Jerry Rubin, he used to be so hip. Now it works the stock market to give the insiders tip. My guru said make love not war, find your peace within. And now I hear he stashed his cash in a bank in Switzerland. Well, my best friend said those days are dead. Ain't you heard the news? I got them Easy Rider X-Rap Dodger 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. Uh-huh. Oh, Lord, it's been so long since I heard a good protest song. Know so well. Remember old Jane Fonda, she sure used to give them hell. I've seen her in the movies once or twice. I hear she moved out west. She's married now with a couple of kids, but wait till you hear the rest. She flew to Hanoi to see Ho Chi Minh to save the huddled masses. Now she's doing videotapes and exercises.
Jumping jacks, go for the bird.
She's
one,
helping
two,
chin down
three,
people.
Four,
ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh, Ho Chi Minh.
I'm the last one in my neighborhood who hasn't cut his hair. I tried to stay just sitting, but everyone just stared. My hippie days are over, but let me clarify that, honey. I'm gonna go and get me an MBA, gonna make me lots of money. Yeah, I'm gonna drive me a Mercedes Benz, wear them Gucci shoes. I got the Easy Rider, X-Trap Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. One more time, I'm gonna drive me a Mercedes Benz, wear them Gucci shoes. I got the Easy Rider, X-Trap Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. Fire up, man, fire up.
Peace, peace and love, man, peace and love. Did you hear that far out sound of the iron butterfly, man?
Oh, yeah, man.
Ain't a guy to beat it. I like the part where those new purple pill bottles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about the
feller the other day, he said he was on his way. He's going down to Hippieville. All he needs is a joint and a pill. Save a little money here and there. He won't have to shave or cut his hair. Him and his donkey like that grass. If he ain't laying down, he can sit on his ass. Hippieville. Hippieville, down the road and over the hill, you don't have to pay no laundry bill. His cash is low and his car's a wreck. He's going down to get a welfare check. March on down to the courthouse square and tell them folks they don't play fair. Clothes is something he won't need. Run around nude and smoke that weed. Don't have to work, there's nothing to do. Just make believe he's old kung fu. Hippieville, Hippieville, down the road and over the hill. Don't have to pay no electric bill. Hot, he'll get cool, he'll go jump in the swimming pool. If If he gets cold, he'll be all right. He'll have himself a three-dog night. He'll have everything he needs. He's got an extra sack of seeds. Hippieville, Hippieville, down the road and over the hill, you don't have to pay no electric bill. Down the road and over the hill, you don't have to pay no telephone bill. Down the road and over the hill.
I gotta say, that's a dilly. Yeah, excellent stuff there. That is Hippieville by Alan Self. Yeah, we're getting the groove now. Before that, we heard there was a couple really good hippie tunes. Middle Age Hippie Blues by Mo Averick. So, what's going to happen next week? Six-part series. I think this is the last pyramid I could find. All right. We started off months ago. I don't know how I got in the whole pyramid thing, but it was kind of, we did the pyramid of hierarchy, the hierarchy of needs, which was Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And that was like eight or nine section pyramid. And then after that, we did the pyramid of civilization. Just why? This is the last section of the pyramid of civilization. These are the ne'er-do-wells on top of the ne'er-do-wells. These are the thinking ne'er-do-wells. These are the philosophical ne'er-do-wells, the hippies and the beatniks. Last show was all hobos and bums. And then we just went all the way down the pyramid. So the next pyramid is the food pyramid, the food guide pyramid. We're going to have some fun with that. First, there's going to be six shows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. First show is going to be all songs about bread, cereal, rice, pasta. So there's some good, there's going to be good spaghetti songs, you know, maybe a pizza song or two. And then we got the fruits. The following week is going to be all songs about fruits. Mm-hmm. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Well, you should be. The week after that, vegetables. That's right. We'll probably be doing Paul in the CBD store. Be probably requesting call any vegetable by Frank Zappa. That's going to be the third week. Fourth week, going to be your milk and cheese and your yogurt. And then the week after that's going to be your meats, your poultry, your fish, you know, your eggs, your nuts. Very top, fats, oils, and sweets. So there you go. Should be fun. So that's going to be the next theme of, and I will not be on most of November, taking a major world trip. Going to go someplace exotic. Pretty much the whole month of November. And then December starts the, you know it, the quarterly report. Starting with, the beginning of December, I recap all of the fine music I have found throughout the year that doesn't fit on theme shows. So that really is a really nice way to recap 2025, playing all of the music. And I do it by quarters, like this music I got in the first three quarters, because there's so much music. I'm done alphabetizing. I'm done categorizing. It's just kind of like, this is when I got it, this is right here, and this is when I play it. It's really nice not to have to sort stuff anymore. It was just miserable. Okay, I got all these new CDs and records. Now I got to pull everything out and alphabetize it. Oh, hellish. And that is, I remember the last thing that I probably mentioned this story quite a few times. I had a whole storage unit filled with records, CDs, all my stuff, and I wanted to hear a particular record, and I had to drive to the storage unit, pull out all these boxes just so I could hear Soft Machine Volume 1. I was like, no, I'm done here. This record collection's owning me. How about some food stamps? I'm trying to help you guys out. I know times are rough, you know, but here's how you can at least try, man. If not, you know, you might make a dog happy and wander the streets. But if you decide to stay at home, be a homebody and not be homeless, well, good on you too. But food stamps, you can get them. That's right. Most folks don't know you're eligible. See if you're eligible. Might as well, man, because they're going to be shutting stuff down and it's time to get some food and hoard it. You know, canned goods, that's always good. Soup, That can last at least a good 5-10 years. Twinkies, there's probably about 20-30 year shelf life on Twinkies. So you can be working full-time and still have to have food stamps. That's just how pathetic things are.
Mm-hmm.
Man, back in the day, and I don't know how people keep getting tricked into this over and over. It's right in front of their eyes, and they still don't get it. They still don't get it that they can't afford to send their kid to college. They can't afford to, their health insurance costs are killing them. You know, they're working two jobs, and they still don't have enough money. Then they have a side hustle, you know, driving an Uber car, and everybody just keeps going down that ladder. When is it enough? When is it enough? And that's how exactly the French Revolution happened. They kept squeezing the little guy. It's like a pimple. You keep squeezing the little guy, sooner or later he's going to pop. He's going to pop. It ain't going to be pretty. But for right now, let's just kind of enjoy this ride, man. Because we're at the crest of civilization. Because once the climate starts collapsing, once the economic... Because all this is a belief system. All we are living in is in a belief system. We believe this piece of paper is worth a dollar. We all believe this piece of paper is worth $100. We all believe in certain things and certain rules. Now, there's this whole, up at the top where laws and rules are for suckers. Laws and rules are for dumb people, you know? And that's starting to spread. And I think it's fascinating. All the people that I've seen that have the don't tread on me stickers, those are the guys doing all the treading. It is all this projection. And it's this five-year-old kid mentality who's telling lies and says that kid's a liar. And then that has been taken to the adult level. It's been taken to the adult, this projection where I'm not this, you're this, you're this. I'm rubber, you're glue, everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you. And that childish mentality is taken over. I mean, it is just fascinating. Nobody sees this. Nobody sees that, you know, oh, remember the good old days when my dad worked at a steel mill and my mom stayed at home and raised us three kids and we always had decent food and we had a pretty good car and our house was paid for. It seems like another world, doesn't it? It seems, and everybody just goes along. You remember when gas was 15 cents? You know, it is astounding. College, when I didn't go, I dropped out of college. I don't believe you should pay for college. But when my older brother went to college, college was $3,000 a year for that was the Kent State University. It was $3,000 a year. It's like $3,000 a class now. And not everybody's making that much more money. Squeezing the little guy. Keep squeezing him. Keep squeezing him and see what happens. You just keep right at it, dummy. I mean, this is just the way things are cyclically go. This is just the way things happen. You know, we are not some exceptional country. You know, we fall into the same pitfalls a lot of other countries do. And you got to climb out of it. It's that simple. It may be dark now, but I mean, if you look how Germany was in the 1940s, which is only, you know, 80 some 90 years ago, that's not that long in history, not even 100 years ago, it was the worst place on earth. You go to places now, you go to Bosnia, it's still a terrible place, but sooner or later, it's going to turn around. You go to these places that are miserable and they're going to turn around. It just takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of work, a lot of luck, and then it just gets dark again. So you just have to ride the roller coaster, man. You got to ride the roller coaster. I should be doing the roller coaster of civilization. That's a good one. The roller coaster goes, it goes, we got freedom. No, freedom's not free. Oh! fascism, fascism, fascism. Up, up, up. Here we go. Oh, oh, we're getting some rice. Here we go. Here we go. No. Yeah, that's exactly. It's the roller coaster of civilization. Oh, let's dig Louie Nye, Teenage Beatnik, Zombo in Nine Brain, RCT.
I'm a real gone teenage beatnik. I'm a beatnik and I'm really here. I love to smile with a droopy lip. I play the bongos, I don't drive a jack. I don't dig squares, man, they're a drag. I don't dig squares, man, they're a drag. I don't dig the classes in the school. I flip when I hear Frankie singing cool. Don't give me records lest they're stereo. I call my girlfriend's father Daddy-O. I don't dig squares, man, they're a terrifying drag.
Don't dig books on history. You'd rather dig a pooky mystery. You don't dig Ralph and Dumbo, kinds of sports.
I like to charge you in Bermuda, sure. I don't dig Ivy clothes, they're too neat. I dig a t-shirt when it's really big. I look rather like Fabian, but I don't brag. I don't dig squares, man, they are a drag.
Well, when you're down and out and you wanna shout and spread your l'angelo santo, lo pace, lo figlio e lo spirito santo.
It is a little bit redundant. I think it's probably Thrill Kill Cult. This is Stoner Satanic Hippies. Before that, we heard The Dining Rooms with Hip Hop Hippies. And we heard thing from High in the 60s. Bless our hippie home. All right, I got a nice email from Mark. Wanted to know about some real beatnik stuff. So I found a real nice Jack Kerouac piece. I'm going to play for you guys. October. In the Railroad Earth with Steve Allen, I believe, on the piano. He was a hip dude, even though he looked square. Steve Allen was quite the hip dude. He had Frank Zappa on his show when he was just a kid. So there you go. So we got that coming up next. Some real beat stuff for you. Interesting time, man. You know. Okay, here we go. October in the Railroad Earth. Jack Kerouac with Steve Allen. Zombo in your brain.
There was a little alley in San Francisco, back of the Southern Pacific Station at 3rd and Townsend. In red brick of drowsy, lazy afternoons with everybody at work and offices, in the air you feel the impending rush of their commuter frenzy. As soon they'll be charging en masse from Market and Sansom buildings on foot and in buses and all well-dressed through working man Frisco of walk-up truck drivers. And even the poor grime bemarked 3rd Street of lost bums, even Negroes, so hopeless and long left east and meanings of responsibility and try, that now all they do is stand there spitting in the broken glass, sometimes 50 in one afternoon against one wall at 3rd and Howard. It is all these Milbrae and San Carlos neat necktied producers and commuters of America and steel civilization rushing by with San Francisco Chronicles and green call bulletins, not even enough time to be disdainful. They've got to catch 130, 132, 134, 136, all the way up to 146, till the time of evening supper in homes of the railroad earth, when high in the sky the magic stars ride above the following hotshot freight trains. It's all in California. It's all a sea. I swim out of it in afternoons of sun-hot meditation in my jeans with head on handkerchief on brakeman's lantern or, if not working, on book. I look up at blue sky of perfect lost purity and feel the warp of wood of old America beneath me. And I have insane conversations with Negroes in second-story windows above, and everything is pouring in. The switching moves of boxcars in that little alley, which is so much like the alleys of Lowell, and I hear far off in the sense of coming night that engine calling our mountains. But it was that beautiful cut of clouds I could always see above the little SP alley. Puffs floating by from Oakland, or the gate of Marin to the north, or San Jose south. The clarity of Cal to break your heart. It was the fantastic drowse and drum hum of lum mum afternoon, nothing to do. Old Frisco with end of land sadness. The people, the alley full of trucks and cars of businesses nearabouts. Nobody knew or far from cared who I was all my life, 3,500 miles from birth, all opened up and at last belonged to me in great America. Now it's night in 3rd Street. The keen little neons and also yellow bulb lights of impossible to believe flops. The dark ruined shadows moving back of torn yellow shades like a degenerate China with no money. The cats in Annie's alley. The flop comes on, moans, rolls. The street is loaded with darkness. Blue sky above with stars hanging high over old hotel roofs and blowers of hotels mooning out dusts of interior. The grime inside the word in mouths is falling out tooth by tooth. The reading rooms tick-tock big clock with creak chair and slant boards and old faces looking up over rimless spectacles bought in some West Virginia or Florida or Liverpool, England pawn shop long before I was born. And across rains, they've come to the end of the land sadness, end of the world gladness. All your San Franciscos will have to fall eventually and burn again. But I'm walking, and one night, a bum fell into the hole of the construction job where they're tearing a sewer by day. The husky Pacific and electric youths in torn jeans who work there, often I think of going up to some of them like, say, blonde ones with wild hair and torn shirts and they say, "You ought to apply for the railroad. It's much easier work. You don't stand around the street all day and you get much more pay." But this bum fell in the hole. You saw his foot stick out. British MG, also driven by some eccentric, once backed into that hole. And as I came home from a long Saturday afternoon local, the Hollister, out of San Jose, miles away across verdurous fields of prune and juice joy, here's this British MG backed and legs up, wheels up into a pit and bums and cops standing right outside the coffee shop. It was the way they fenced it, but he never had the nerve to do it due to the fact that he had no money and nowhere to go, and no, his father was dead, no, his mother was dead, no, his sister was dead, no, his whereabout was dead. But and then at that time also, I used to lay in my room on long Saturday afternoons listening to Jumpin' George with my fifth of Tokay, no tea, and just under the sheets laugh to hear the crazy music. Mama, he treats your daughter mean. Mama, papa, don't you come in here, I'll kill you, etc. getting high by myself in room glooms, and all wondrous knowing about the Negro, the essential American, out there, always finding his solace, his meaning, in the fellaheen street, and not an abstract morality. And even when he has a church, you see the pastor out front bowing to the ladies on the make. You hear his great vibrant voice on the Sunday afternoon sidewalk, full of sexual vibratos, saying, "Why, yes, ma'am, but the gospel do say that man was born of woman's womb." No, and so, by that time I come crawling out of my warm sack and hit the street. When I see the railroad ain't gonna call me till 5 a.m. Sunday morning, probably, for a local out of Bay Shore. In fact, always for a local out of Bay Shore. And I go to the whale bar of all the wild bars in the world, the one and only Third and Howard. And there I go in and drink with the madmen, and if I get drunk, I get. The girl who come up to me in there one night, I was there with Al Buckle, said to me, "You want to play with me tonight, Jim?" And I didn't think I had enough money. And I told this to Charlie Lowe, and he laughed, said, "How do you know she wanted money? Always take the chance that she might be out just for love, or just out for love. You know what I mean. Don't be a sucker." She was a good-looking doll. And she said, "How would you like to ooh your coo with me, mon?" And I stood there like a jerk. In fact, bought drink, got drink drunk that night. And in the 299 Club, I was hit by the proprietor, the band breaking up the fight, before I had a chance to decide to hit him back, which I didn't want to do anyway. And out on the street, I tried to rush back in, but they had locked the door and were looking at me through the forbidden glass in the door with faces like undersea. I should have played with her shoo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-ka-dookie. Quivering meat conception turns in the void, expelling human beings, pigs, turtles, frogs, insects, nits, mice, lice, lizards, rats, roan racing horses, poxy bucolic pig ticks, horrible unnameable lice of vultures, murderous attacking dog armies of Africa, rhinos roaming in the jungle, vast boars, and huge gigantic bull elephants, rams, eagles, condors, pones and porcupines, and pills. All the endless conception of living beings, gnashing everywhere in consciousness, throughout the 10 directions of space, occupying all the quarters in and out, from super microscopic no bug to huge galaxy light year bowel illuminating the sky of one mind. Poor. I wish I was free of that slaving meat wheel, safe in heaven dead.
There you go. So I love my listeners. They are the smartest folks I know. That was Mata Hoople doing the Wheel of Quivering Meat Conception, which a listener called and said, hey, there's a Mata's Hoople tune, and it's also a Jack Kerouac poem. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty neat. He says, yeah, it's an instrumental by Mata Hoople, but it's a poem by... So yeah, I did both of those. So we heard Kerouac with Steve Allen doing the quivering or the Wheel of Quivering Meat Conception, as well as the other. Then we started with October on the Railroad Earth. Also Steve Allen with Jack Kerouac. So there. Sometimes Kerouac just kind of, you can see he kind of makes a mistake and just keeps going, oh, I meant to do that. You know, total like, it was interesting. I forget who said this, but they said, he says he doesn't write poetry. Someone said he doesn't write poetry, he types. He's a typist. He just types because he would go just on a long sheet of paper and just kind of go on and try and stream of consciousness. But they said, that's not poetry. That's typing. Everybody's a critic. Everybody's a critic. Zombo in your brain here. And it is the final installation or installment of the Pyramid of Civilization. And we are at the philosophical top of the ne'er-do-wells, the hippies and the beatniks. Guys that just kind of like sit around and enjoy life and sit on top of the pyramid and ponder. They just ponder. And that's, you know, that's ponderous, man, ponderous. Let's see here. All right, let's just tell you real quick here. Find helpful caregivers. There you go. So that's caregiver. You can find articles and tips at AARP Caregiving. There you go. Be a caregiver, you all. Yeah, do that. Let's see here. Talk about a fire. Okay, a single ember can travel and burn down the whole house. There you go. Don't do that. Don't have a campfire inside your house. All right, let's see. I got to tell you about a show. Counterspin provides critical examination of the major stories every week, exposes the corporate media. You might have missed their own. Yeah, that's like a last song on the station. Must have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage, examining the power and influence of sexism, racism, homophobia, right in the news. That's only a half hour long. You think they got a lot more stuff than that? Wednesdays, 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Yeah, it'll be a 24-hour show. Pop in and get your tape and get lost in the mix of tunes, all from all genres and sounds. The Mix, Fridays, 2 to 3 p.m. Fridays, 2 to 3 p.m. That's after this show. Luckily, I have that hour. You know, some folks say, why don't you do an extra hour? Because if I have to go to 1 o'clock, I have to do the concert calendar and the radio calendar. And that's just more stuff that I don't want to do. All right. Experiment with time. Afrobeat, free jazz, desert blues. That's blues after you get your dinner. American primitive visions. Experiment with time. Freeform radio. That's one thing. Yeah, freeform radio, man. You love, I love me some freeform radio. I do. It's good stuff. All right, let's see here. Got to tell you about what's coming up. And that is starting next week. Oh, man, it's so nice to get into like some real gritty stuff. The food pyramid. The food guide pyramid is going to be, and we're going to start at the bottom with the, you need the most. According to this, you need the most bread, cereals, pastas. That's your biggest food group. You need 6 to 11 servings of that a day. Okay? And then after that, and that's going to be a whole radio show, all about bread, cereals, rice, pasta. That'd be fun. I will play the Rolling Stones doing their Rice Krispies commercial. The Rolling Stones early on did a commercial for Rice Krispies. And then the next group up, the next radio show is going to be all about fruits. You got the fruit group, then the vegetables, and then the meat and poultry, and the eggs. Then we got the milk and the yogurt and the cheese. Oh, the cheese is going to be a great show, cheese show. Cheese. And then at the top is going to be your fats, oils, and sweets. So lots of candy, lots of good stuff. So that's going to be six shows. The food guide pyramid starting next week. All right, what do we got here? Oh, more Beatnik stuff. Beatnik in my attic. Plastic Eye Miracle.
The Beatnik in my attic. The Beatnik in my attic swings the light bulb. Bongos, maybe his heavy feet on the floorboard. I swear I can smell his turtleneck through my ceiling. He moves around the stale air up there and frequently creeps to the windows where the bitterness seeps in. To sleep at day, to swing all night, he hangs like the light bulb. Bump! His head hits the low rafters. I hear stumbling, then laughter. I believe he taunts me with his lackadaisical lack of obedience. I find writings on my cardboard storage boxes. He once wrote,
"The land I work is strong and evil. The land I work is strong and evil. The soil is impenetrable. My harvest, fragments falling down between the fingers of the elite. I scurry around their feet. They see not my face. Likewise, I'm certain. The land I work is young and ignorant. Its omnipotent machinery herds its patriots and brands them with its own brand that reads, I am your shepherd, you shall not want. You know how it goes. The patriots are muddled along. The stragglers are silently, slowly, meticulously, and methodically, routinely strangled. If I were wiser, I'd trust no one. The land I work is black and white and red all over, but somehow I can be effortlessly parasitic, for I am invisible as well as unwanted. I can glide on their wind down to their river. I can't float. I don't swim upstream. Just merely dip my cupped hands through their water and capture what swirls into them. But if I were wiser, I'd rely on nothing.
Get some in Harris, a coffee house. Looks like a convention of Castro's rebels. Hey, buddy, how you fixed for blades? Hey, I need a cup of coffee. Espresso? Yeah, I'll try some of that. Whew! Hot doggy, that stuff rots your socks, you know it? What's that guy doing over there? Reading poetry? Hey, let me read some of that stuff. Say, let me read some of that stuff, too. Man, like all the world, loves a lover. And when it rains, the birds and bees run for cover. Yeah. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick.
Jack jumped over the candlestick, and man, like he singed all the hair off his legs.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the cosmos just had to put down that space cow that took the big flyer over Moonsville. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, and then he flipped.
Yeah.
There's no way to go with the little creature.
Oh, no.
Beware of the whirly heads in starched collars who look at us and mutter that dirty word. I tell you, cats, that word is work.
Oh, no.
I'm sick already.
More, Daddy.
Hi, waitress. Give me that check. $2.50? That's all my butter and egg money. I feel a poem coming on.
Come on, baby.
These last words I leave with you. Ooh, Papa Deba. Ooh, Papa Doo.
Yeah, baby.
I will talk to you of art, for there is nothing else to talk about. For there is nothing else. Life is an obscure hobo bumming a ride on the omnibus of art. Burn gas buggies and whip your sour cream of circumstance and hope. And go ahead and sleep your bloody heads off. Creation is. All else is not. What is not creation is Graham crackers. The artist is. All others are not. A canvas is a canvas. Or a painting. A rock is a rock. Or a statue. A sound is a sound. Or is music. A creature is a creature. Or an artist. John, Joe, Jake, Jim, Jerk, dead. They were not born before they were born. They were not born. Where are Leonardo, Rembrandt, Ludwig? Alive. They were born. Bring on the multitude, the multitude of fishes. To the fishes for liberal, to nourish the artist, stretch their skins upon an easel to give him canvas, crush their bones into a paste that he might mold them. Let them die, and by their miserable deaths become the clay within his hands, that he might form an ashtray. That is comes through the eye of the artist. The rest are blind fish swimming in the cave of aloneness. Swim on, you maudlin, muddling, maddened fools. Dream that one bright and sunny night, some artist will bait a hook and let you bite upon it. Bite hard and die. In his stomach, you are married.